Thank you. It is a great honor for me to take part in this forum, this panel discussion, considering the cultural basis of BRICS. In order to understand what BRICS actually is, it is necessary to rethink and reconsider the situation that humanity is in. The process of globalization, starting from the 1990s and maybe even earlier than that, has been a unipolar model, which is West, global, globalist, South, liberal, West, said that our civilization has universal cultural values. If you want to develop, you are to become like we are in terms of technology, politics, economics, and culture, in terms of diplomacy, education. Be like the West, be like we are, and then we will have one world. What is one world, actually? Uniform world. It is global West, the West that extrapolates its ideological postmodernist criteria to the entire humanity. Let's join together, they said. And they continue having the same rhetoric. But we see that other sovereign subjects emerge. Samuel Huntington foresaw it, American political analyst, who said that there's going to be a clash of civilizations. We all make a significant mistake. When we read Huntington, we focus on the clash, confrontation, that is. But we are to focus on the second word, civilizations. Why did Huntington, being a realist of foreign relations, stresses clash? Because the realism of foreign relations is based on absolute sovereignty that allows for war. For there is no supra-sovereign body. This is how he thinks. For him, for a realist, it is like that. For any realist of foreign relations, thinking in the categories of clash and war conflicts is quite natural. But the novelty of Samuel Huntington is not in that, but in the fact that he says that the new subject of world order is civilization, civilizations or cultures. And this multipolar world, which consists of different subjects, of different civilizations and cultures, is now forming. And this is not theory, it is sheer practice. And BRICS is the fundamental movement towards institutionalization of this multipolar world that we are currently witnessing. BRICS is a multipolar world in its embodiment, in its institutional embodiment. But the participants of BRICS are not countries, that is very important, not only countries, to be exact, but these are great civilizations that include different countries. A Camp Bharat. It is not India only as a national state. A Camp Bharat. Bharat is not India only. It is authentic Indian word. It is a culture of, under the influence of which many countries are influenced. As for the Chinese civilization, the idea of it is more than China. Tianxia, it means a greater China and the territory that is under its influence. Cultural code is more important than the state. China, India, Russia is a civilization state. Russia is more than Russia. Russian world, which is what our president says, Russian world is not only the Russian Federation. Likewise, the greater India is not only India. And likewise, Celestial Empire is not only China. It is much wider. Islamic world represents multi states. They include Shia and Sunni secular regimes, such as Erdogan's regimes, and religious regimes. But this is all one civilization. As for Africa, that's the continent of the future that is gaining its destiny back. Africa is now on the pathway to deep decolonization. It has its own route. Africa is finding its new identity, its culture. And Africa is represented in BRICS in the forms of South Africa and Ethiopia. And Ethiopia is the only African country that had never been colonized. It's the symbol of free Africa. And South Africa is the symbol of battle against colonization, of victorious battle with racism and colonialism. Some countries of Western Africa where we can see the development of culture and African identity and the theory of Mbasson that say that the roots of ancient African tradition go back to Egypt and ancient cultures. That's the culture of African culture. Latin America is represented in BRICS by Brazil. Argentina also wanted to take part in BRICS, but maybe it's time for Mexico to take part in BRICS, to join. What does it mean? It means that BRICS consists of cultures. And what Dmitry Konstantinovich talks about, the foundation of BRICS, BRICS is the dialogue of cultures. It is effectively the dialogue of cultures. We are talking about this new multipolar model, multilateral model with no West. Of course, if West is going to act nicely and President Trump is going to become president and the West gets back to its roots, its cultural roots, then it might become the participant of this dialogue of cultures. So far, it is not one of its actors. So far, it stresses that there are no other civilizations and but Western civilization. That's why the countries of BRICS oppose this hegemony of this colonial approach. It is important not to substitute one hegemon for another one. What is important is that BRICS is the unity of the differences. There are a lot of contradictions between the Islamic world and India. There are a lot of differences between the Chinese model and the Islamic model, between India and China, between Africa and Islamic world. Well, there are fewer contradictions, but there are some still. And Russia is an Orthodox Eurasian civilization, is a different cultural value, but we're unified by one thing, that we all focus our civilization on traditional values, and the West promotes non-traditional values, anti-traditional values, and believes that they are to be the only ones that are right. When we talk about globalist West, we are talking about global civilization, according to them. And the main agenda of BRICS countries and the basis of the cultural dialogue is to be able to understand the other. That is the key philosophical problem of our organization. How does the West understand the other? The West says, the other is me. Be like we are, and you will have no problems. No matter what skin color you have, no matter what history you have, if you are LGBT, if you are against genders, if you are into our liberal system, market economy, and parliamentary democracy, then, only then, we take you in. Well, of course, you will be always lagging behind, but we will be supporting you and helping you. We will be supplying you with some volunteers for gay parades, for example. Or we'll be moving you towards us. But if the other doesn't want to become like we, the West, are, then we declare war. We declare war to Gaza, we declare war to Russia, we declare war to China with its desire of uniting with Taiwan. We declare war towards those who do not agree with us. That is a problem of the other. BRICS is to promote a different philosophy of interaction. The other is not unlike me. We Russians, we do have the historical experience of being an empire, but within the multilateral world, we are not to say, be like we are, become Orthodox, become the members of the Eurasian world, read our literature. No, we don't say that. We respect the cultural identity of all our partner states, including the West, by the way. And if the West wants to believe what it believes, we will say, okay, it is your choice. It's up to you. Just don't enforce it onto us. Leave the humanity alone, the humankind alone. What we propose to the West, leave the humankind alone. But the West can't do it because it does not understand this, the other concept, because it is about this, is about very racist Western hegemony paradigm. For American anthropology introduced to accept the other as the other. European culture does know what the other concept means, but the modern globalist elite, liberal elite, rejects this idea, rejects this deep humanistic Western, by the way, heritage. So they are the cancel culture. So they destroy the cultural specifics of their own civilization. This is why they are not with us today. And we do have the representatives of the USA present at the Economic Forum, such as Larry Johnson, a very good friend of mine. The alternative West might take part in this cultural basis. There is a long way to go before the joint BRICS, but BRICS is the beginning of the structure of democratic, sincere, fair dialogue, which might be attended by the representatives of all types of communities, not through the loss of their identity, but by preservation of their cultural features. If we are to talk about any joint project, or such cultural projects as films, songs, books, these are to be marked by that particular civilization. They are to be specific of these civilizations. So a joint cinema project might incorporate the tradition of Russian cinematography, of Bollywood cinematography. We are to incorporate into our dialogue well-marked identity that is open for interchange. This is how I see the approach of the cultural platform of BRICS, and I see it as a very fruitful one. It is not joining together against something. It is not joining together against a universal cultural model. It is equitable, democratic, humane dialogue of civilizations. For American political thought, it is typical to consider everything through the category of clash. For us, for Russian political tradition, for Russian cultural tradition, it is more characteristic to consider everything in the category of peace. We are a very peaceful nation. We might retaliate if necessary, but we are to understand the world means preservation of the cultural diversity. Look at the history of Russia, how many peoples we can see in its history. For thousands of years, they have been in place, Caucasian peoples, Islamic peoples, Siberian people. They live on the territory of the Russian Federation, and we incorporate them. We have a language, we have a cultural system, and this ability to preserve diversity is the art that we possess. The same is true for Islamic civilization, for Indian civilization. We can see a great diversity in the Indian tradition. The spiritual union in India means that many spiritual movements that are not part of the orthodox religious ideas form a unity in Dharma. They all participate in the same dialogue. And this opportunity to include the difference, not to erase the difference, that is the art that civilizations possess. And I believe that the cultural project of BRICS is to move in that respect, in that way. Without that philosophy, we will lose something. But if we are to adhere to it, and this is the key platform of our organization, we will achieve great results. I believe that many things in BRICS are lagging behind in a certain way. New Development Bank is not functioning as well as one would like to expect it. Economic partnership is growing, but the common currency is a very important issue. But if we don't have enough dialogue, we don't have this deep cultural dimension of our dialogue, and it has to be accentuated. I believe that our session and the entire economic forum, which is dedicated to multipolar world, our task is, after listening to all the opinions, after listening to all the participants, to develop, to identify, to create the continent of cultural cooperation. I wouldn't call it a market. I believe it is a gift, the economic of the gift, according to Marcel Mauss. We don't like exchange, we like gifts, Russians. And this shows the attitude toward guests, toward friends. It's giving gifts without waiting anything in return. I believe that for us, for Russians, this is the cultural basis of the economy of gift within a larger world, which shows a heartfelt attitude towards each other, not through strife, but through love. But in order to stand firm at this principle, we are to overcome certain challenges. And the task of BRICS is the task of cultural liberation of the West as well. We cannot see how our Western brothers are suffering under the yoke of Western elites. We do not oppose Western elites. Those who are in control of the Western culture, they are against Western culture now as such. BRICS faces the task of deep decolonization of our consciousness. When understanding our traditional values, we will be able to build our common future.